You are listening to KRHS Media, located in St. Louis, Missouri, sponsored by the Rittner School District.
I'm Will Rivers with KRHS, and this is STL Teen Speak, a series of interviews dedicated to teens and those who affect teens in the St. Louis region to give voice to the stories, opinions, and hopes in the aftermath of Ferguson. This statement made by a student on the Race Summit panel of February 25th is both impactful and thought-provoking. But not only that, it also sums up the questions posed by students at the return to Race Summit. 14 high schools stood in front of an audience, and among the members in the audience was the Commissioner of Education. So, I mean, not only did they get to voice their opinions and have their ideas heard, but they got to have their ideas heard by some pretty big people. So without further ado, this is what happened. Race Summit, part two.
Well, for the Race Summit, I'm the organizer of the Race Summit. Mm-hmm. And for Education Plus, I'm the director of learning and career advancement.
You work for Education Plus?
Yes, okay. I work for Education Plus.
So how does Education Plus kind of make the Race Summit happen?
I was able to pull together a group of amazing leaders from a number of school districts, and we formed a committee. And so we started asking the question, if we want to change, we want to have some positive change, do we start with the adults, or could we possibly empower students like yourself to have their voices heard and be part of that change? And so we came up with the idea of the Race Summit, and as you know, empowering students to have their voices heard and then to take action has benefited students and adults. So that's kind of how it came about initially.
During an exclusive interview with Drew, I had the chance to ask him a question about what it feels like to be able to know that you are the person that helped the youth have a voice and be heard. This is what he had to say.
I think that a lot of times in life, it's really, really difficult to get through and actually change things. But on a personal level, the fact that I was able to surround myself with people like you and get something started, it really reminds me of something important, and that is that an idea can change the world. So you can have in your mind an idea about how to be a news reporter that asks compelling questions, that helps shape the world in a positive way. Or Steve Jobs can have an idea about how to create a device that could connect people. Well, for me, the ability to have an idea that actually helps to bring these amazing young leaders together, and then have people like the Commissioner of Education, who's very down to earth, whose heart is in the right place, to come and listen to you all, the fact that I could be a part of that and could help be one of the first dominoes to make that fall, it just feels amazing because I know it's going to help a lot of people. And so it's really an honor to be working with you all.
I had the chance to ask Drew and Karan Bolden whether this was a life-changing moment or just a moment. And they had some pretty insightful words of wisdom. This is what they said.
Some things that are outside of ourselves, some things that come from within. I think this is going to be a movement that lasts, and I'll tell you why. People have been yearning for people like you all, young leaders, to step up and say, you know what? My mind isn't fixed on problems. I actually can conceive of and create and articulate ways to change the world. The world's yearning like a hungry person who's waiting to eat dinner, really. And it's exciting. And so if we can stay true and stay focused on that passion, Will, and we can stay focused on not just, well, here's some barriers. Yes, that's called life. But if we can stay focused on that passion, that's going to help us stay hungry for changing the world and not let other things derail us, it's going to be a movement that has huge implications for more than just a year.
This was only
2 years, et cetera.
Yeah, well, I think that there will be more race summits, but I think that they'll all come from this summit, though.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to come from this summit. Why recreate the wheel? I had some conversations with different government officials, principals. Everybody's looking at you guys. Like, you guys literally led this movement, and no one's really going to try to recreate the wheel because it's something that's hard to talk about. But if it worked in here, it can work anywhere. So you guys set up the platform and have piloted a movement, and so... I think there will be other race summits, but I think that that will be something that will be led by you guys. And I'm, you know, I'm just glad to see you guys do it. I mean, I was like, what? Like, the presentations were great. It was a lot of energy in the room. It was a lot of excitement in the room. And that's what we want. That's what we want when we're talking about race. You know, nobody want to have a conversation that's just all boring and dead. Like, you guys really went out, presented. It was exciting and motivating. And the world will see what we're doing in just a second. So. Oh, no, that's okay. That's all right. All right.
Thank you so much. Oh, no, I think it's life-changing. This past year has been really big for me because I've always been kind of involved with, like, social justice and things like that through my mom. But this year, like, after Ferguson and with the Race Summit, and I also take service learning at my school, and I've really found myself. So this was another event that just helped me to realize what I believe and what needs to change in my world so that I'll have a better experience.
I'm Will Rivers with KRHS Media.